praise his name.
Happy to be out this morning. Let's stand together, if you will. Just bow our heads, we open the service. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful every time, Lord, we hear the call. Oh, Lord Jesus, you're so wonderful. With great anticipation, knowing that you're going to speak with us. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, that as we've gathered here, may you get the glory and honor of everything that's said and done. May your Spirit come down, visit for us, each and every one, meet our individual needs. Oh, God, you're so wonderful. Pray now, Lord, that you would bless us. Lord, may we receive our portion now, the songs and hymns, the word that comes forth. We love you so much. Have your way now. We ask these things in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. He's wonderful, isn't he? You may be seated. Hallelujah. Keep turning with me in your big books there. Page 138. Solid rock. Amen. As you put your feet on that solid rock. Amen.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust.
Sorrow is my comfort.
such a friend. Amen. I love him. Hallelujah. Page 107. Amen. In that city where the Lamb is the light. Are you going there soon? Amen. Feels real soon, saints. Amen.
There's a country far beyond the starry sky. Oh, there's a city where there never comes a night. Oh, if we're faithful, we shall go there by and by. Oh, it's the city where the Lamb is alive. Amen. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. In that city where there cometh no night. Oh, I've a mansion over there, and it's free from toil and care. I am going where the Lamb is alive. Here we have our days of sunshine, but we know, oh, that the sun which shines upon us now so bright will be changed to clouds and rain until we go. Oh, to the city where the Lamb is alive. Amen. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where there cometh no night. Oh, I've a mansion over there, and it's free from toil and care. I am going where the Lamb is alive.
Luke, would you like to come up to the offering? praise his name. That's the blessing of him. I am determined. I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I am determined, I've made up my mind, I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I am determined, I've made up my mind, I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I'll follow wherever he leadeth, I'll pasture. I may have a request on your heart, something. Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Brother Philip, would you take the request this morning? May be seated. Hallelujah. Will there be a special song someone have on your heart? Hallelujah. Amen. You have a song someone has? Ask you come.
Hasn't been a bed of roses since I've started down life's road. So many times I've slipped and fallen, failed you, Lord, so oft I know. Yet your precious blood covered me. I know I don't deserve you, yet still I want to serve you from the depths of my heart. From the depths of my heart, Lord, I'm crying out to thee, for I want to give my life to you. After all you've done for me, and unless I live by every word, I will never make it in. So I'm down here on my knees, praying in sincerity from the depths of my not a prayer just from the lips. It goes much deeper than the words. It's a painful desire, Lord, to fulfill your every word. You must have preeminence in my I'm crying out to thee from the depths of my heart. From the depths of my heart, Lord, I'm crying out to thee, for I want to give my life to you. After all you've done for me, and unless I live by every word, I will never make it in. So I'm down here on my knees, praying in sincerity from the depths of my
possible, Lord. us just bow our head. Precious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful and again so appreciative in our hearts that you have given us this wonderful opportunity to gather together. And Lord, it's such a blessing. And Father, to know that you are here with us, where again you've honored your word and promised that where two or three are gathered in your name, in your midst you would be. And we've come, Lord, humbly before you today, realizing that there's nobody in this building, Lord, nobody that will listen to this, that in themselves can comprehend and understand these things. No one here, Lord, can give a revelation to themselves. For faith cometh by the hearing of the Word of God. And faith comes by the Holy Spirit revealing it to us, Lord. So we are asking that you reveal your Word to us today. And Father, may we never approach you as a know-it-all and know everything, because, Lord, we realize your prophet said, even though we know these things we know today, at this very moment, still your prophet said you'd reveal yourself throughout eternity. So Lord, we humbly definitely come before you. So we ask you to bless us now and help us to yield to you, that again you would just have your preeminence and bless us this day. We ask in your glorious, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. Amen. Well, it is good to be here, isn't it? Amen. So wonderful. Well, I'm glad to see Brother and Sister Fomba back here. How you doing? Amen. Some of you ain't seen for a long time because of what's been going on, but so good to be able to see each other again. Got to make sure I talk to you, my brother, before we leave. Tell you again how much I love you right in front of your face. All righty. Praise the Lord. Let us turn our Bibles to the book of 2 Peter. And now, the last few weeks, we've been bringing out this new birth and being born again and so forth. And it may have been some things said to some that maybe it was a little hard and may have seemed a little harsh. But always remember the truth shall set you free, you know, if you open your heart to it. But that's the trouble with sometimes today. So many things we're babied with, you know, and pampered with. But we need to make sure we know the truth and understand the truth. You know, because even as, remember when Danny Henry spoke in tongues and it was interpreted, and it said, thou hast chosen the harder way. The precise way. Yeah, ain't that something? And it was the correct way. And sometimes the correct way is hard on flesh, you know, but it's still correct. It's still right. So, you know, as I say, it may seem a little hard sometimes, but we're so thankful that by grace we could choose that way. Because that's what it said to Brother Branham, said, because thou hast chosen. He said, he chose it, you see. So we trust that each one of us will be able to accept that way today. Amen. So in 2 Peter and the first chapter, let's read here. And this just to save a little time, because we read this last week, but let's read the third verse. Let's just go ahead and read that. Well, in the fourth verse too. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, if I get time, if I can get far enough today, you'll see even that part why it's so precious. Amen. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us. Ain't that something? He just gives and gives and gives. You know, it's so wonderful. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now again, may the Lord bless reading His Word, and you may be seated. Amen. Now we want to go back in that Scripture and just touch on a few things. And after we touch on a few things in the Scripture, we want to renew our minds back to a couple of things real quickly and then move on with this. But again, notice He says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Now just think of the promises He has given us. And even the promise of receiving the Holy Ghost in Acts 2:38. He also promises healing. He promised our needs to be provided. He promised us eternal life. My, isn't that wonderful? To know that, you know, we know we're on a journey in this life, and some journeys may be longer than others, but if we live until the rapture, we all that are in Christ go that way, be changed in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, be caught up, you see. And my, that's to me, that's the greatest thing that could ever happen. You know, it's just so wonderful to think that our bodies could change and take on a glorified body, never die, never have any sicknesses, never feel any pain, never get tired, none of these things. Talk about glorious. Amen. But there's these great promises, you see, that by these you might be partakers. And I just wrote down the original Greek to it. It's companions with or partner in fellowship with all that He is. Okay? So, that we might be partakers, that we be in fellowship and be companions of, you see, of the divine nature. Only God is divine, you see. Divine nature, those characteristics, His very character, be a partaker of that. I want you to think of this, because remember when we was bringing out the new birth and talking about His life truly living in us, and us truly being able to live by the Word, being able to receive the Word, actually receive it inside of us, that where it would be our life, that where if the Word had come forth and tell us to do something, it's automatic. It isn't sitting there trying to make yourself do anything and then just and grudgingly try to keep doing right, or grudgingly, well, I've got to do this because the Word said. No, you do it because you love Him and you love the Word, and the Word has become a part of you. You're a part of it, and it's your everything. So it's really truly His least will is your greatest command. It's whatever He wants. You want to please Him because you love Him, you see. And you're able to live by that Word. Nobody has to make you. It ain't the thing that you just forget about it. You've received it intellectually and you forget about it. That's not the new birth. It's receiving it, friends, and it come forth automatically. And remember St. John. When He which is the Comforter shall come, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I said unto you. So it's truly a life lived. As the prophet said, I'll renew our minds to, it's a life you cannot live in yourself. You can't do it. It's just so set up in such a way, and God so put everything in such an order that the human being can't do it in himself. It has to be Him living it through you. So there's this great promise of having this relationship with Christ, of Him truly living in us and Him expressing His life through us that we've talked about on this new birth, okay? He says, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So we're able to escape it. All this corruption. And I was thinking about all this corruption going on now, you know. It's just, It's a shame with all the fighting and arguing going on, you know, and this black man being shot and so forth. It's just a terrible state. You know, it's such hatred in this world. You know, they just, and you hear of these, all this craziness going on and burning buildings down and people killing each other over this and everything, you know. But it's all the devil, you see. I mean, you know, it's been for years, you know, they can't get along with the colored people and white and colored together. But I'm so thankful for what Jesus Christ has given that little bride. My, I tell you what, they're just as precious to me as anybody else is. You know, and like I say, it's just hard almost to believe people could feel that way about people. And you know, and what the police force has done in the past and still doing and will probably continue to do even through this. And it's just that hatred that's built up in people. And it's been there for a long time. But one day we'll be on an earth, friend, there won't be none of that anymore, friends. It'll be a glorious time together. So we find here, now in thinking about this nature, this divine nature, first we just want to talk a little bit about a nature, and we looked it up in the Greek on that, as far as that part of it. And it is the nature of things or the force or laws, or an order of nature, as opposed of what has been produced by the art of man. Okay, man can't do this. Man cannot put all this together. I was thinking this morning, I was out there on the front porch early this morning, and it was just so quiet. I mean, there was no cars going down on the road to hear any of that, no motors running anywhere, no nothing going on. And everything was just so quiet, and everything you'd hear was just God's nature. The birds singing, you know, and the rabbits moving, a squirrel in the tree, and different things. And that's all you could see. That's all you could listen to. And it was just so wonderful, you know. It was so quiet. And I got to thinking about this and this nature. And I thought, you know, here's the nature. Here was the dove there on the feeder and some in the tree, the limbs of the tree. And they was cooing, and when they would fly, they'd make the little whistle with their wings when they was moving about. And they wouldn't eat nothing like an old crow that came there. An old crow was coming in, and he was eating some seeds, you know, and gathering some things, but he'll go down the road and pick up and start picking a little dead rabbit mashed over the road. You know, but you won't see that dove doing that. See, no red-headed woodpecker, you know, he lands on the tree. Don't land on the ground first. He lands on the tree first and then backs down the tree and goes on the ground. All these different birds and things have different natures about them. They have different drives about them. They do different things. And you can identify them by what their nature is. You know, it's just like the horse and the cows out there. You know, you know the horses, they eat their food, you know, and maybe one of them will lay down and rest. Or maybe three or four of them will lay down and rest. But one will always stand up and guard. Make sure ain't nothing going on around them and everything. But the cows, you know, can go out there and just all lay down. They don't care who comes around. But it's different natures about them. They are all identified. They all have specific ways about them that God placed in them. It's a force. You can't change it. No. It's what draws them, and it just naturally comes to them by what God placed within them, you see? And I want us to think about this today. And then I thought, well, we'll look it up in the Webster and see what it says. And the Webster says, the basic or inherent features, and I had to look up inherent because I'm not real smart, but I looked up inherent, which was permanent or essential characteristics or attributes given by someone. In this case, it's given by God. Okay? So I want you to keep that in mind. The basic of inherent features of something, especially when seen as characteristics of it. All right? So we find that all these animals and things, and even plant life, has different characteristics about it. Human beings have different characteristics about them. And we find that if Christ is in you, just to cut things a little shorter, we'll get to it, we'll have his characteristics about us. where those who do not have Christ in them will not have godly, Christ-like characteristics. They'll have that characteristics of that worldly nature, like so many have today, and what's all the corruption going on today. Those worldly characteristics destroy, hurt, harm, kill, make something feel bad, make someone feel bad, you know. Anything they can do to try to make something worse. But in Christ, it's uplift. It is to be like Him. It's to have compassion, forgiveness, kindness, love, gentleness, all these different things. They will come automatically when Christ is in you. Does a horse have to try to act like a horse? You answer that. You don't have to try to act like a horse. Them doves out there this morning didn't have to try and force themselves to act like a dove. They was born a dove. And they had the characteristics of a dove. That red-headed woodpecker, when it landed on the tree, it didn't have to learn to start going down the tree backwards and get its seed and then fly off. No. It's just its characteristics. It's its nature. The little kitty cat, its nature is to spat at something and to hiss, you know, and disapproves of something. But not a dog. If a dog disapproves of something, he'll just bite you. Bark and bite, you know. Different characteristics because of what they are. And it's all driven by the nature that God placed there, you see. And it's beyond what man could put in anything. Man cannot place these things in an animal. No. He might work with it and try to change his habits and try to get to learn things, but it's just like the old hog, you know. You can wash it. You can baby it. You can put powder on it. We used to, when we took them to the fair, you know, we'd get them all clean and put baby oil on them, make them look nice, slick and smooth. Then we'd take spray and make the little ball on the end of the tail and so forth and all those different things. And I don't care what you did to that hog and how many times I did it. As soon as I'd turn it loose, back in that old wall of mud, it would go, you know, because that's its nature. That's what was put inside of it. That was part of its cooling agent. So we realize that this goes so in such a wonderful position in the bride of Jesus Christ. Because so many people are trying to be Christians. So many people, they hear a message. They may even hear some of these things about being received the new birth, being born again. And they're going to try to just start living better. No, they're going to try maybe even harder now so they can prove themselves they're born again. It don't happen that way. No, it don't happen that way. It's something God does. And I've never known, as I've said before, I've never known of God doing anything that didn't work. Everything He done, everything He foresaw in His mind, in His great plans, and the way He saw it, that's the way it happens. And there ain't nothing going to change it either. Satan tries to foil it. He tries to destroy it. He tries to change things, but it just ain't going to work. No. He might have people out there that's, you know, Satan will have his little people, you know, that he works through, and he can get them to change their mind about the word, you know, and even after hearing it and agreeing with it and all that, and they can change their mind about this. So I got to thinking about this, and maybe this ain't the right way. So probably Brother Branham didn't always talk about it, or the scripture wasn't quite right there, and have all kind of excuses. But you'll never get a predestinated bride filled with the Holy Ghost to do that. Never. You may think you can, but it ain't going to happen. I know I shouldn't use ain't, but it's in my vocabulary. But it ain't going to happen, you see, because God placed a special nature in there, you see. So I'd like to read here, Souls and Prisoners, to refresh your minds back this real quick. Paragraph 44, but the soul that's in there, he said that soul is what God is working on. He said, if he can only get that nature, that spirit, to agree with him, Then that nature dies, the nature of the love of the world dies, and the things of the world is dead. Because if you love the world or the things of the world, the love of God is not in you. And a man must be born again. Okay? So this nature has to die. The nature of God comes and lives in you. Okay, this first nature he's born with has to die. And the nature of God then, now think of that, the nature of God comes and lives in you. Now God's nature is tremendous. It's not weak. It's not powerless. It is not forgetful. It is ever standing on the truth. It is all powerful to control a tabernacle of flesh that is so weak, you know. God is more than able to do with a flesh body what he promised he would do when he entered in it and lived through it. Okay? Just kind of keep those things in mind. And God is the only thing there is that never did begin or never can end. So therefore, he has partnership to you, okay, and taken this man earthly and this eternal spirit and put it together. Because God reflected himself back in that he become a man when he become Christ Jesus. And he was God, see? God was in Christ, lived in him, reconciled the world to himself. And through that perfect man, each one of us imperfect that believe in God has accepted that, becomes the perfection of him. And he never left his body see corruption, neither did he leave his soul in hell, but raised him up on the third day, and he's alive forevermore. And we will have a body like his own glorious body. That's why we're baptized in his name, that we might come forth in his name, in his death, in his resurrection, that we rise again, testifying to the world that we have new life. Okay? That the old man is dead. Okay? We buried that first nature. That first nature is gone. Remember what we said about that last week? And now we are the nature. Are you going to have your ears and your heart open? And now we are the nature of him. Now let's get this serious, friends. There's all kinds of people who say they got the new birth. But for a person to be the nature of him, is that really real? Is that true? Could that be possible? Yes, it is. Now, there won't be very many, but it will happen just like he said. They are the nature of him. They are the nature of him. Now, we're thinking about these promises now. Okay? Let's go on. We are the nature of him. He lives in us. Okay? Now keep these nuggets in your heart. He lives in us, and we don't do our own will. Now, friends, if that's not a person that Christ has completely taken over, I don't know what is. If that isn't a person that's a true overcomer, I don't know what is. If that very nature is in you now, you've received this new birth, we say. I don't know how many, I wouldn't want to do it, but if I would ask you to raise your hand and say, how many knows you have the new birth? No doubt, probably, truly those that have the new birth, their hand would go up, but no doubt there'd probably be hands go up that ain't born again and still go up. You see? But we're going to talk about a real new birth and what it produces. Remember, every nature produces, even in every species, with what's in itself. It produces. Even the old, they'll call it a dumb cow, it still produces what nature God placed in it. Every living species. And it doesn't go back and forth and back and forth. And one day, you ever see a cow out there one day? Oh, it's going to act like a hog. Don't happen, does it? You don't see a hog go out there and start out there start crowing like a chicken and try to flap its legs like its wings. It don't happen, does it? No. And the nature of God in you will happen just like He already said it would. If it's there. Okay? Now, as I said, now, there's great promises to this. Great joy to it. Okay? So let's hold on. He says here, we buried that first nature. That first nature is gone, and now we are the nature of Him. He lives in us. And we don't do our own will. We do His will. Okay? Again, now, the hog is doing exactly what God created that hog to do. Automatically. Do you agree with me? We don't have to go out there and teach them when they're little piglets like that to roll in the mud, do we? Just let them see that mud hole and they'll run to it, friends. Every time. Do you ever have to teach a rooster to start crowing? When a little chick's grown up and they get a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger, oh, they sound kind of screechy sometimes and kind of crazy, but they finally eventually get it whipped. But it's all on the inside of it, and when it gets old enough, it's like, eh. I've seen just little tiny things, friend, and then, that's about all they get out. And sometimes just, you know. But eventually they get a full-grown out of it. Nobody taught it. It's what nature was inside of it driving it. You see? People think that nature of God is some kind of a fantasy, a fairy tale. It's something they try to pull out of a popular science or some kind of Reader's Digest or something. Yes. They think it's not, there's nothing real to it. The real ring of it ain't there. But you better hope it finds the real ring in your heart. Yeah. Because if it don't, you're lost. You see? He lives in us and we don't do our own will. We do His will. We don't think our own thoughts. Wow, that's a good one there. Wonder how many people's claiming to be born again and the nature of God is in them and they still just let all kinds of crazy junk go through their mind or thinking this and thinking that and the way off in some kind of filth and carnality and everything. I'm born again. How can you think your own thoughts if the nature of God's in you? How can you? There'd be something on the inside. The minute you begin to think something, all Satan will try to work through your thoughts too. But the minute he does, there's something down here that says, Satan, get behind me. Get out of here. Have you got that? Do you have that in reality? Is that really working? Or are you just let your own thoughts come and go and whatever you want to think, regardless of what it is, whether it's good, bad, whatever, and just... you're your own person. I'm my own person. Leave me alone. Nobody's going to tell me anything. Nobody? If Christ can't tell you what to do, you'll never make it in. No. But I wonder how many claims to be born again and just still have all their own carnal thinking they want in life. Maybe when it comes to buying something, you think, I got to have this, but I'm going to pray about this. Is this your will, Lord? What do you want? You may see that I don't need this or this may happen or whatever. What is your will, Lord? Because remember, when He comes in, you gave up all your rights. Yeah. You gave up all your rights, and now it's all Him. It's all about Him. He is the supreme principle, theme of your life. The most in importance. Yeah. You see, when you put those things out there that's in the Word and is scripturally, it just seems like sometimes the new birth idea goes out the window. But that's what I've tried to do, for instance, to get you to see there is a reality to this new birth. And if we don't match it the Word way, we are deceived. We're one of the ones the prophet talked about. The most deceived ways there's ever been that people can believe they're Christians when they're not. Yeah. And I don't want to see that happen to any of us. You see? So I'm trusting that by God's grace, but going into the Word, it helps us to understand these things and see what it's really all about. Because I remember a day, even after we left the Pentecostal church, and coming up through as I got older and older, and I would see people would claim they was born again. I'd even see them, I'd watch them speak in tongues. Oh, yeah. They'd speak in tongues and just rattle right off, friends. And my goodness, and still hate their neighbor. Couldn't even get along with their brother or sister. But spoke in tongues. Yeah. That's what I could see with my own two eyes. What do you think God's seen in the rest of that person's life? See? All right? We don't think our own thoughts. The mind. The mind is what thinks. The mind that was in Christ Jesus. Now listen. The mind that was in Christ Jesus. Now Scripture speaks about us having the mind of Christ, does it not? Apostle Paul is talking about it. The mind that was in Christ Jesus is in every believer. If we're a believer, it's in every believer. The mind, now this is when they have his nature. They have the same mind that Christ had. You see? Now just think if these people out there today that's causing all these riots and things, if they had the mind of Christ. My. Yeah, they'd do justice to that man that hates the black people. Which is no reason for him to do such a thing as he did. And it's sickening that a person could be that bad of shape. But again, the world's controlled by Satan. But if that man, if that police somehow could have had Christ in him, somehow, he'd have handled a whole lot different. Especially just for having a fake $20 bill that he may not even have had come up with himself. He might have received it at the bank. My wife had one time. Come from a bank or store. I think it was Myers, I think it was. Didn't even know she had it. Yeah. But because of hatred, oh, this is a chance for us to just beat the tar and show them who's supreme. You know. But what if Christ would have been in that man? And you may sit there and think, that was a terrible thing that man done. That policeman should have never done that. But just think, there's no difference between that man and you when you can't truly, honestly love your brother. There's no difference between you and that man. That man only physically killed that other man. You are killing the character and destroying God's holy word in your life. And just as guilty. Yes. Just as wrong. And that's with all these people that's causing these riots through hatred. Yeah. Through hatred and doing the things that they're doing. If someone was there today to say, let he that is among you without sin cast the first stone. They'd find out they all need Christ. Yeah. But again, we're no different. We can sit here today and be built up with all kinds of intellectual word. If the nature of God ain't in us, we ain't any better. No. You know why? Because when the nature of God isn't in us, the test and trial is just lurking around the corner. The prime opportunity is about to happen. That something may take place and you'll blow your stack. And you ain't no different. Because there's nothing down here to control it. And bring it under submission. There's nothing there to keep you from lying and cheating. There's nothing there, young person, to sit there and maybe you get caught at something and you have to tell a little bit of lie to get out of it. Nah, little brother had something to do with it. Nah, you did it all yourself. Little brother didn't have nothing to do with it. But we've got ourselves up on this pedestal without the nature of God in us. We got ourselves on this pedestal and we're looking down at what's going on out here in the world and we're thinking, oh, I'm so much better now. I'm so glad I'm not out there with that. When you are. For he that loves the world or the things of the world, the love of the Father is not even in you. You see? But to those who's born again, it's totally different. There's a special nature, force, power, desire that's controlling and bringing the body under subjection. You see? Let's go on. Now we'll read this scripture. What some time? I've been half hour. Try not to hold you too long today, but please bear with me. All right, Colossians 1. Let's quickly go back to that one real quick. We read last week. Even the mystery, where he goes on to say, Paul did it, whereof I made a minister, this was Colossians 1, 25, 27. Whereof I made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. I like that. To fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery, which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Notice who it was made manifest to. Okay, the saints. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Now listen, the riches of the glory of this mystery. What mystery? Which is Christ in you. The hope of glory. Oh my. Here, if I get time, you'll see why today. Because the hope of glory is, as I looked it up, is the joyful and confident expectation of eternal salvation. Yeah. So think about this now as we go into some of these things. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. So Apostle Paul had a desire to present the people in that state. You see. I want to read first in Shalom. And I want you to listen to this little illustration the prophet gives before we go into the next book. This is paragraph 211 in Shalom, January 19, 1964. He said, like a story was told one time about a little boy lost his daddy before he was old enough to see his father. Just an infant baby when his father died. And one day he got about 10, 12 years old and he had another brother called John. He went to his brother and said, John, which was several years older, John was, do you remember daddy? And so he's asking his older brother, do you remember daddy? He said, yeah. And the little boy asked him, what was he like? He said, well, he was a tall man. He was a very fine man. He was always good to mother and was kind to me. And he was kind to everybody. So John's given this illustration of what his daddy was like because the little fellow didn't really get to know his daddy because he... Daddy died when he was just an infant. Okay. He said, was that all you know about him, John? Is that all you know about him? See, he was wanting to know about his daddy. Probably trying to show us something. Is that all you know about him? Surely there's more. You know? He said, well, I'll tell you too, Henry. He said, everybody says that I look like him. Everybody says that I look like him, his older brother. And said, everybody says that I've got the nature like him. So, again, everybody sees this, you know. People were seeing it, they was observing it, and they noticed that John, the oldest brother, looked like his daddy, acted like his daddy, had the nature of his daddy, you know. He said, and the little boy said, "Oh, that's good." He said, "That's what I want to know." He said, "That when I see you, I see my daddy." That's what I was going to say. He said, "There it is. When the world sees Jesus Christ in you, when this word is written today," he said, "where do you see Jesus in David?" He says, "When the word was made manifest through him." You know the different things David spoke of that forecast of what Jesus was going to say and do? Okay. How do you see Christ or God in Elijah? In that chariot going into heaven. See? Jesus and Elijah. Because the word was vindicated. Now pay attention to what he's saying. Because the word was vindicated. How do you see it in Moses? He says, Jesus was in Moses. The Bible said so. That's right. He was the burning bush that was with Moses in the wilderness. He said, how will people know Jesus Christ when they see him in you? How will people know Jesus Christ? When they see him in you. That's how they're going to know him. When they see Jesus in you, he said, the works that I do shall you do also. Greater works than this shall you do because I go to my Father. He said, is that right? He said, that's how the world knows. That's how the world knows. The world even knows? Yes. The world will know. You are known when Jesus Christ lives in you. By his life and promised word of this day reflects itself. Okay? Now just think of all the word that we have heard. Just think of all the word we've heard. Especially us older ones. Think of all the word we've heard. Actually, in reality, even, you know, a feller that big, you know, and on up, it's come the age of accountability. Look what they had the opportunity to hear. You know? Just think of it. Does that word reflect in you? Do you even want it to reflect in you? Or do you sit there and just, I don't care. I don't care if it ever reflects in me. You know, it's just, get done, preacher. Let me out. It's a nice day. I got things I'd like to do today. I could get some fishing in yet. I could go play with this and I could go do that. Just get me out of here. Get what you said done. Get it done. Or do you really want what he has to say? Is this more important to you than the nice weather out there today and be able to do something after service or whatever? Is this more important? See? All right. And things that are to be. Now just follow me for a few minutes so I get to something. On December 5th, 1965, paragraph 100. Remember, the Bible said in the last days, there shall come false Christs, not false Jesuses now. They won't stand for that. But false Christ, false anointed ones. They're absolutely anointed with the Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, okay, and still false. Really anointed with the real Holy Spirit, but still false. What's false? He's going to tell us. There's three people view, which he was talking about, the triune being that we are. The outside is body. You got five senses that you contact your earthly home with that. The inside is a spirit There's five senses there, love, conscience, and so forth that you contact. But the inside that is the soul. The soul. Which again, the prophet showed us, the soul is what? The nature. Okay? He has souls in prison, paragraph 36. Remember, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Okay? The same rain that makes a grain of wheat grow makes a cucklebur grow too. What is it? At the inside of that seed is a nature. And that nature displays itself. We sit here today, and whatever nature we have in us, it displays itself. You see? Regardless of what. And we may come into service, and we may be, have a good shouting time, and we may feel the Holy Spirit come down on us. But what is it down here? What is it down here on the inside? Remember, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. The same rain that'll make a grain of wheat grow makes a cucklebur grow too. What is it? At the inside of the seed is a nature. Okay? Now, we've talked about before different seeds and even tree seeds. I can't go out here today and plant an oak seed and expect a buckeye tree to come out of that oak seed. Because the life, germ life that's in that seed of an oak tree is oak tree. So when I plant it, an oak tree is going to come out. Now I may take a little paintbrush and I might paint on there buckeye tree across the shell of that oak tree. And I might even want to take it and put it right under the buckeye tree and plant it next to a root of a buckeye tree. But when it pops open, it's still going to be an oak tree. I don't care what I do to fool with it, it's still going to be an oak tree. You see? I'm saying these things for a reason. At the inside of that seed is a nature, and that nature displays itself. So see, it'll display itself regardless of what nature it is. Now, what if it's an individual that's been filled with the Holy Ghost? They've received a new birth. That nature has changed. What should it produce? Because remember, it's a God nature. We'll get to it. It's a God nature. Now, remember, too, God sure isn't weak to where, since it's 2020, he ain't strong enough to change flesh bodies to start acting different. He's not gotten weak. He still has just as much power to change actions of the human race as he ever did. Because he's God. Yeah. He's still great enough to do that. Though the world don't see it that way anymore. No. They see it as God has gotten weak, so we got to try to do the best we can. We're going to try to be a Christian now. We're going to try to walk right, and we're going to try to live right, and we're going to try to do this, and I'm going to try to do that. And I'm going to try to believe that word. I don't really believe it, but I'll accept it, even though I don't agree with it. Really? So, has God changed? He's the same yesterday and forever. He's got just as much power as he ever did. Yes, he does. But people don't think he does. No. Remember, the rain falls on the just and the unjust, see? I guess this is just going down. We passed that. At that inside of that seed, he said the inside of that seed is a nature. And that nature displays itself. It can stand in the same field, right there with the weed. The weed and the wheat stand together. Rejoice just as much. And its head is down. It's starving for a drink. When the rain comes, the cucklebur can shout just as loud as the wheat can. But by their fruits ye shall know them. You'll know whatever nature's inside there operating. You'll know what's there. Yeah. It's not questionable. If I plant an oak tree you'll see grow. If I plant a buckeye tree you'll see it'll grow. As soon as it starts sprouting, coming up, you'll start seeing them leaves. And first the leaves will come along, it'll look just like buckeye leaves. Same way with the oak. If I put a duck egg under one of my hens today and let it, if it's sitting, and let it go and go, and when that egg cracks open, just because I put it under that hen, it ain't going to change that duck egg to a chicken egg. No. When it hatches, it's going to be a duck. Yeah. When you receive the new birth, friends, it's going to be Christ you see. I don't care what you do or what people say about it. If you receive a new birth, you're going to see Christ. You're going to see an overcomer. You're going to see a person that maybe used to hate and despise somebody that just picked on them all the time. Give them a little rough time all the time. Said the wrong kind of things to stir you up. You're going to see that person change where they love that person now. Regardless of what they do. Yes. You're going to see a person that was just full of hatred and then moved into temper and just become just so angry at everything and everything in life they just are so angry with. You're going to see them become at peace and accept what God has placed in front of them. Yeah. Yeah. And return good for evil. You'll just see it happen because that's what's been planted and it's growing now. And it's maturing and becoming more like Christ. As it receives the Word, it becomes the Word. Yes. Becomes more like Christ. When it's a real, genuine nature of God in there. Okay? Now let's go on. So by your their fruits you shall know them. He said, Invisible Union, Bride of Christ, November 25th, 1965. And a man that's born of God, a son of God, has to have. I think we're pretty sure, we wouldn't have to go too much into that. I'm sure we know what the nature of God would be. If you want to know the nature of God, read that Bible. And you'll see the nature of God. Yes. And a man that's born of God, where's got the new birth, whatever you want to call it, okay, born again. A man that's born of God, a son of God, has to have the nature of God. Has to have. Ain't no maybes. Has to have. Now there's a blessing to this. There's a blessing to all this maybe making you feel a little, that hurts, There's a blessing in this if it gets you straightened up and on the right path. Yes. And a man that's born of God, a son of God, has to have the nature of God. He has to be like God. Yeah. The nature of God is, let's use something real simple. Give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Give to God what belongs to God. Has to have. Has to. It's an abomination for a woman to put on anything that pertains to a man's apparel. Has to have. Has to. Yeah. He honors God. And what? When you're born again, you honor God. Who is God? The Word. He is a part of the Word of God. And in the last days of this bride taking form, just exactly the same power that He was at the beginning has come up through these organizations and so forth and come out for the bride. He can't be nothing else but that. Yeah. Can't be nothing else. But like I say, sometimes people's attitudes get adjusted to where It's not that strict today because of grace. 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 Oh, yeah, grace. Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't forget grace. He lets me do the best I can do. And then whatever I can't do, I'm just going to, Lord, forgive me. Whether you keep expressing flesh and carnality and filth and corruption, oh, he'll forgive me. He'll forgive me. Well, he has overcomers when his nature is in them. You see, he has overcomers. You say, Brother Steve, you're hurting me. Well, that's a sure sign that you ain't got the Holy Ghost, because Brother Branham said the Holy Ghost is not easily offended. Is that right? Absolutely it ain't. No way. And if the Word offends you, something's really wrong. When the Word comes, it should be, Lord, help me mold to it. I need it, Lord. This is what I want to be, just exactly what your Word says I should be, Lord. You see? Jesus said at that day, that's this day. All right, back up. I missed something there. Notice God making himself known, making himself known. Now, we're not supposed to make converts to Christianity by government, but by revelation, Christ in you. As God was in Christ, Christ in you. What God did in Christ, Christ does in you. What signs did God in Christ, Christ does in you. Oh, isn't that beautiful, he says. I like that. Jesus said at that day, that's this day, at that day when the revelation is made known, you will know that I am my Father, and the Father's in me. I'm in you, and you are in me. When the revelation is made manifest. Yeah. At that day you shall know that I and the Father are one. I am my Father, and the Father's in me. Then when the revelation comes forth, then it's I and you in me. There you are, see. They said the threefold manifestation. What? He said, what for? To bring it back. He said, we've got to be, you see. All right? Now, let me read this real quickly. I've got about 10 minutes, and I may have to hurry up real quickly here to get through at least this part. I don't know if I can do it. If I hold you over just a little bit, is it going to bother you? Now, be serious with me. If it's boring to you, we'll quit now. It's up to you. And I'm serious about that. If it's boring to you, it's fine. But now we're getting into the real good stuff here. Really good. Okay? It's up to you. But you know, I feel I've been very easy on you for a long time. You know, I see many preachers, my goodness, hold you two and a half hours. All the time. Yeah. Now we know Brother Bram did, but he had a reason for that. But he told us not to do that. So really, I should quit. After thinking of that. I talked myself out of that one. Amen. But boy, that's a shame. Amen. Sometimes this is good. Really good. Like I say, it might sound like it was so hard and such maybe a pressure and soul searching and making sure when all these last few messages are coming. But oh, now comes the gravy. My. The sweetness of it. The sweeter than honeycomb. So, Lord, we'll pick it up this evening. Amen. I talked myself out of it. I should have stopped a long time ago. Amen. But I trust you'll be hungry to receive the word and come back again and see us. Amen. All righty. Let us all stand. I've held you too long already. Let's bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful and so appreciative of this word. And Father, when you said that the truth shall set us free, it's more than just a statement, Lord, to us. It is such a reality and such a blessing. Oh God, to know the truth of the hour. And Lord, if there's any among us, Lord, or any listening to us today, that they're just not sure or they don't know where they're at, Lord, we pray for them. We ask, Lord, that you would touch them with a special blessing. And Lord, fill them with the baptism of the holy fire of God. Change that old worldly nature. Destroy it and kill it, Lord. Father, the nature of God would come and live in them and be in manifestation and fulfill your word, Lord, as you promised you would do. So we ask that you would do that, Lord, and help us, Lord. It's maybe all those that's filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord, we've had a soul change. We're changed people. Lord, may this word as it comes forth may such be such an assurance to us, a blessing to us. Oh, God, knowing what you've seen in your great mind, for there's ever a moon or a star, how you would do this and how it would all be fulfilled and how it would be placed. Oh, we're so thankful for it. So we ask that you would bless us also, Lord. Just go with us now, we ask, and just keep us safe upon the highways and watch over us and guide us and bring us back again, Lord, that those that can come back the next appointed time. But Father, one of these days we won't have to part ways. It'll be a beautiful day, a beautiful time, Lord Jesus. And Father, won't be those maybe, and even if we was far apart, Lord, at a distance, we could travel as a thought. Oh, Lord, what a wonderful time that's going to be. We pray now thy will be done. Bless us now. Bless all those that could make it today. And Lord Jesus, again, make their journeys easy going back home. And Father, may we glorify you in all things in your glorious, most precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May God richly bless you. You're dismissed. Amen. Forgive me for holding you so long.